obstacles melt away as we boldly walk through them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, with the Absolute Philosopher. Obstacles melt away as we boldly walk through them. We face obstacles under many guises, under many pictures, and we say those obstacles are absolutely unbeatable. Those obstacles get in our way and they keep us from our highest good. They just cause us to bend, cause us to fold, cause us not to accomplish what it is that we have in our mind to accomplish. How do we work with obstacles so that they melt away and so that we can boldly walk through them? Well, the first thing we do with an obstacle is to recognize that it is not our master. The obstacle does not own us. The obstacle is merely something that's there because we have put causes in motion that have brought it to us. Now, the obstacles can be diverse as the stars in the sky, but they're obstacles nonetheless. And how do we approach those obstacles? We approach those obstacles as though they are something that we are going to work with very diligently, very carefully, very wonderfully, and we are going to be the master. Should an obstacle approach us, and this can be someone coming to us with an unhappy attitude in their mind, and they say to us, "You're terrible, you're ugly, you're a bad person, I don't want anything more to do with you. I'm going to tell the world how terrible you are and what an ugly person you are." Now, our first attitude is to fight against them, to say, "Now, just a minute, you've got a thing coming there. You don't realize who I am, and you don't realize what's going on. You just don't know." Well, we're adding to the obstacle. We always say, agree with your adversary quickly, and truly, that is the way to do it. A person comes up with a bad attitude in their mind about us, whatever it may be, it can be the most terrible thing in the world. It can be that we just have lost our business, that we have, that we're going to, our competition is getting beyond us, and or that our wife is, or our husband is going to run away, our children are doing something terrible. You know, we have to really be careful, because they may be true, they may be a fact, and they may not. But for us, they're not yet a fact. They've just been presented to us. Or maybe we do know them as a fact. But what we say to the person is, "Oh, yes, you're right. That is a terrible situation. Now, how could I handle that? How could I work with that? Do you have any suggestions? Do you have any ideas for me?" And, of course, immediately the person becomes our benefactor rather than our derogatory individual, someone who's taking us apart. Now, that obstacle we've mentioned many times, and that seems to be quite simple. It's really simple to speak about it, but not very simple to do. But when people come to us and they say, "Well, your dog died that you just dearly love," and "ha, ha, 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 your dog died," and, you know, just taunting us with it and being not very nice to us, and we say, "Well, thank you so much for telling me. I am so happy that I heard from you that my dog died, because now I know that all is in order and it's in a perfect harmony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It touches me very deeply that my dog died, because I love him very deeply, but I can release him. But I'm so thankful that you came with your attitude of helping me to release him all the more easily and more quickly. You are a very blessed person." Well, it'll blow their mind. And of course, it does blow their mind. It does blow their mind. But obstacles are other things too. We may be facing a situation where all of our responsibilities are due. We might say all of our debts are due. All the things that we owe are coming due. And what are we going to do? We're facing this. This is very terrible. And so we look at the obstacles, we look at the debts, and we go over them one by one, and we see, well, let's see. These can be handled this way. These can be handled this way. Now, what shall I do? What is the best way for me to handle this? Well, when we are facing anything, whether it's a negative attitude from others or obstacles of debt or anything else, we immediately say, all is in divine order. And when we say, all is in divine order, then we are free from all the illogical attitudes and all the logical attitudes and all the conditions that would make it seem so very, very bad, so very, very terrible. And then we just sit back in peace in our consciousness and we say, all right, I know the next step that I'm going to take. I know the next thing that I'm going to do. And you have no idea what you're going to do. You have no idea what the next step is, but you make this affirmation because this is what you really want to do. You want to know what's the next thing you're going to do. So, as you make this affirmation, as you make this next step in awareness, you become quiet. You become peaceful, even in the face of some very difficult circumstances. And then, little by little, that voice in you that's always been talking to you very, very definitely says to you, now, here's a suggestion. Go to each one of those people that you owe and say, here's the list of my bills. I intend to pay them all. Would you go with me as I pay them off little by little and honor them? And if I do not honor them for several months, then you can do whatever you choose, but give me a chance. Well, most people, having allowed you to get into debt to them in the first place, are going to be more than happy to help you get out and pay them off. And they'll work with you. Now, if for any reason they wouldn't do that, then you just say, all right, Divine, I asked you for guidance and this is it. Now, they said they wouldn't do it. Now, what do I do? Well, then the Divine says to you, you go to a financial counselor and get some advice from them. Well, Herb, all of these things that you're saying right now are very human. They're very, very normal. What doesn't the Divine ever say something or do something that's spectacular, like pay off all my bills so I don't have them anymore? No. The Divine cannot pay off your bills because you have not learned the treatment of abundance. You have not learned the treatment of independent wealth. You have not learned the treatment of recognizing that you always live in your means, but your means are unlimited. But you live in your means. Now, as we learn this, we will not put ourselves in harm's way. We will not put ourselves in debt, but we will always have just everything that we could ever want. But right now, we're facing this obligation. Right now, we're facing it. Now, what do we want to do? Do we want to be honorable? Do we want to work with the people as our heart tells us to work with them? Or do we wish that some wonderful person would come along and pay the bill for us, or that they would write it paid? We don't really ever want anyone to write the bill paid. Because if someone writes the bill paid for us, then we are forever in their debt, whether we like it or not. We are forever having stolen money from them that didn't belong to us. They wrote the bill paid because they don't want debtors in their world. They don't want people owing them money. But you see, now you owe them money. And for the rest of your life, you're going to owe them money, regardless of whether they said the bill was paid, regardless of whether they said that it's okay, that we'll just call it even for whatever you do or did. The money is always owed. And you will never be free of that obligation until you actually pay it off. Now, how are you ever going to pay it off if you don't have the money? Well, when you have esteem, when you have integrity, when you have honesty in your heart, the way will be there for it to be paid off. You don't ever have to worry about that. Do you really want to pay it? Are you going to do everything in your power to pay it? You'll pay it. But if you want to just be a wimp and write it off and not take responsibility for obligations you have created, even though someone says it's over, then for the rest of your life, this will be one of the many burdens, one of the many obstacles that you will face that need to be taken care of. Now, we can learn integrity, we can learn honesty, we can learn these things, but they take practicing. They take practicing. Never be a lender or borrower. always go with honesty and integrity. You say, well, how are you going to buy a house? How are you going to buy a car if you don't take out a loan? Well, you see, you have collateral there. You have the collateral of the house. You have the collateral of the car. You have the collateral of your past payment experiences. These are all things that stand good for you. And these are, you're not really making a loan in the fine sense of the word. You are just borrowing money on the car itself. And if you don't make the payment, they take back the car and sell it and pick up whatever you didn't pay. And the same for the house. You see, collateral loans are not really loans. Collateral loans, if you will, are giving you money based upon the fact that I am holding a piece of your property that if you don't pay for anything, I've got, it's paid for, and more than paid for. These are things for us to remember very carefully. We are the master of our life. We are the master of our world. We are the master of our circumstances. And we are the master of all the obstacles that might come into our life. And we also know exactly how to handle them. Now, what we've spoken today has been kind of traditional. But if you look closely, you'll see the underlying tradition of integrity, honesty, and sincerity. You look beneath it and you see that if you don't pay it, you are going to owe it for the rest of your eternity. These are what might be called, karma, if you want to call it that. But they really are not karma. What they are is the law of cause and effect that we have put into motion, and we are getting the results. Think about it, and have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.